First of all, I think I need to change my friends. Like right now, you know, I need to, maybe I'm just jumping. Maybe I should just first of all do what Davido did. I mean, yesterday he broke the internet by raising millions of naira, over 100 million naira in less than 24 hours. I mean, when he put it out there, it was less than 2 hours. He had raised about 50 million already. And I saw a meme that said something that got white money to, you know,
wash and cook for three months.
David, you know, just, I mean, there are so many lessons from that experience. But first of all, I don't want to go into lesson. I don't want to. So many people have been writing about what to gain from it. My own is. Okay.
Oh, goodness.
If I come out now, you know, that's the truth. Because that's how to test your impact and loyalty.
Yeah.
And loyalty of those around you.
Mm. So do you want to do it? You want to try it?
No. If I come out now and say, okay.
You drop your account number.
I drop account number.
Then you're doing what? Maybe we should do... The techies are celebrating their anniversary next month.
Yeah, that'll be next month. No.
It's on the 14th next month.
Absolutely a wedding anniversary. I thought you were talking about...
No.
The ritual anniversary.
No, wedding anniversary.
On the 14th next month.
So,
I'm looking at, okay, if you now come out now and put the account number... I say, hey, all our friends,
want to buy a new car.
You have been impacted. We want to clear our car. You have been impacted by the techies for this period. How much will come into it and how long will it take? Sincerely, I've had sleepless night. I was just sleeping. I was just thinking it's okay.
Mm.
I don't want to believe that. You're supposed to have impacted enough. You understand what I'm saying? Because David just makes some people's friendship
goodness.
Will be destroyed right now.
Mm.
Some other celebrities will be like, hey. Some people have stylishly put it out there. Okay, I heard Don Jazzy saying that his birthday is coming and he's going to call out. I don't know how far that goes. Whether it will become a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm not talking about trend right now. But that got me thinking like, okay. Anniversary is on the 14th of this month. I mean, it takes a next month. It takes a whole lot, man. I mean, it takes a whole lot. And we plan to celebrate a big time.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, you know.
What are you trying to do?
Buy you a car or something.
What are you trying to do?
So I'm going to drop my account number.
Oh, God.
I'm going to drop it. No. I prayed about this thing. I prayed about it. The spirit of God told me.
Don't lie against the spirit. It's blasphemy.
Hello. As I prayed about it, is your prayer?
Hello.
I heard a voice.
And the voice said,
telling
what?
Me, go ahead, Colin.
Answer what?
You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised.
Don't go and embarrass yourself. Oh.
No, if you don't know, what if Davido called people and they did not respond?
Wait, I was going to say something about that.
Yeah.
So some people said, thank God, though, that Davido put off this stigma of, you know when people...
are celebrating something.
Yeah, when it's your birthday and the person celebrating birthday says, I'm going to put out my number. Anything for the girls or something like that, you know, just celebrate me and send me something and all of that. And people will say, oh, this person is begging, you know, this person is begging.
Mm.
And, you know, some people were like, thank God that Davido put away that stigma.
Now
that means anybody can beg.
Open.
Anybody can ask for, you know, urgent. Mm. Okay. This time around it was urgent 1 million.
That's right.
Urgent 1 million. Like, can you beat that?
No, I'm going to... guys, if you feel that I should drop account number for the purpose of the anniversary... Maybe I should put it out there. Because the truth, I was just thinking, I said, we're giving. How are we going to receive? They say maybe God is piling everything up.
Spiling it up. The time will come.
Anyways.
The time will come.
But that got me thinking, and the biggest lesson from that is that, look, like he said in one of his speeches one time when he was receiving an award, that we rise by lifting others.
Yeah.
And he also said in an interview, that's David, that, look, even if he wants to go down, you know, there are people
who are going to lift him up.
Yeah. Mm. And I must say that there are people in different areas in our lives, in my life, mm-hmm. that I think that, you know, whenever things are going down, mm-hmm. you know, they are there to show up without judging. There are also some fake ones who would mm-hmm. act as if they're actually there for you, but they actually don't want to bury you. Mm. You know, we know those ones too. But I'm talking about the genuine ones that come through. Whatever it is. So if you have some friends in your life, you have people in your life that come through for you when you're going down, instead of laughing at you, they lift you up. Well, good for you. That means you must have been doing something that impacted them. Mm.
And then before you use Davido's story as the motivational quote, and you go to your friends and start telling them, didn't you see Davido and all of that? Hello, you are going to ask yourself the question first. Have you sacrificed for your friends?
Have you lifted them up?
Have you impacted them one way or the other positively?
Were you part of those that believed in their dreams, believed and supported them?
And supported them. Like, true and true. Mm. You were there for them.
Yeah.
Until you've been able to do that. And then you're not doing that because you're expecting.
Yeah.
You're doing that wholeheartedly because that's what you want to do and that's what you're meant to do and that's what you love to do. One way or the other, you know?
Absolutely.
Some people see that you're genuine and they'll be there for you when you call.
You know, as you're talking right now, see, something is telling me inside, drop it. I don't know who's listening. Sincerely, it is not part of the plan of the conversation on radio today. I'm hearing drop it.
You're hearing one drop it.
No, first of all, I don't consider myself broke. Even though I'm not, you know, I'm doing well. But, so if you're going to judge because of that, now you sabi.
Trying to do now.
Because that thing is telling me drop it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear from Lagos. Lagos, how you doing, man? How you feeling? How what's happening in your neighborhood? We heard that there was another building collapse somewhere, but I agree. I don't know. Well, we'll get more information about that and also, you know, talk about it. But there's so many things happening all around the city of Lagos. You know, on a daily basis, it's always beehive of activities right here in the city of Lagos. So you're never lacking, never slowing down.
Mm.
So what's happening in your neighborhood?
What's happening in your neighborhood? 0700-993-993-993. Also, the female-only line is 01465-7190. There are quite a lot of happenings around Lagos today.
Yeah.
I think one of which is the protest ongoing at the Oyinbo Market closure.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a protest ongoing there. And you're sure to get more news the ongoing of that particular protest.
Absolutely. I'm no doubt a newsroom on ground to ensure that no story misses and every update you will get. This is Nigeria Info, you're sure of that. And if you're around the protest, you want to call us from there, scream, "What's up, Lagos?" Imagine you're in the protest ground and I'll say, "What's up, Lagos?" And then tell us what's happening. We don't mind.
Okay.
We don't mind.
All right. The phone lines are buzzing as well.
Right.
If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that too.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. If you want me to drop it when you call, say drop it. As I said, something's burning in me.
Why am I feeling shy on your behalf?
Feel shy?
Why am I feeling embarrassed?
Don't worry. Kali BK. When Davido, 30 GB.
Good.
Are you 30 BG? 30 BG can call and say, "Yes, raise me." In Cameroon, they'll say, wash me something. You know, stuff like that. Who am I? You know, Burna Boy sang, Dangote, steal the fine money. Who am I? So if you just say drop it, if you want to drop it, just send a message on WhatsApp or tell me, that's it, I'll drop it. No shyness here. What? What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive!
This is Habib calling from Magrojo.
You're welcome, Habib.
Yeah, no, that thing is big, that you should drop your account number. That thing is big, it's the same thing.
Hello, please.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Just send 10,000 naira for me.
Hello, please. What thing is doing you? What thing is doing you? See the doctor. If symptoms persist. See the doctor.
If symptoms persist after how many days?
In two minutes. Go and see the doctor.
You
need some medical help you need.
So, I can WhatsApp says, call it, send your account number, I will send you 1M.
Are you?
That's what Aki is saying.
Aki, don't be joking that kind of joke, please. I don't like it.
You asked the question.
Bring Nami Sen now. Hey, God. This is the joking stuff, yeah.
Okay, another question. This is coming from Emmanuel. Emmanuel from Mushi here says, good morning, the techers. Colin, you see how Andrea is laughing at you. I said, please, don't go and embarrass yourself. If you drop account, nah. Now, debit feet come the guests inside of credit.
Now, debit.
If you have impacted on people so much, there's no way that you can't be let down. Let's look at Obi Kubana's burial lesson learned.
Mm. Also, some of these things, do they happen because, there's so many factors. I don't want to go into that because it's going to like change the whole matter. But the truth is, not everybody is doing it because they feel the impact. Some might just want to do it because they jump on it.
Let me tell you what also I can read from the whole thing.
Akim, we'll
get back to Akim. So the thing is, there are some grounds that you sow and that it just yields.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people, I don't want to come and start preaching or, trying to sound like one pastor or anything.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's some pastors that would say, there's some people that you have to sow. When you sow in their lives, you're sure that this, where I'm sowing, is a fertile ground. I'm not talking from spiritual anger now. Yeah. It could be that these people who sent money to Davido, they're of course showing support to him.
Yeah.
But they know that money that he sending to him back one way or the other.
That's right.
You know, from other areas, other angles, we need to go on a break.
We'll be right back and I'll decide finally if I'm dropping it or not.
Okay.
But in the meantime, let me drop on WhatsApp that person that asked for it.
We'll be right back, people.
Welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are the Techers, and it's 10:33. We went on that break. Before then, we're hearing from Lagosians what's happening in the Lungu. And I was also contemplating dropping my account, just to say.
Okay.
I don't know why you're taking this like a joke. You're laughing. You think it's funny?
Okay. Pardon me. On WhatsApp, we have NTA here says, good morning, great techers. The spirit is right. Please, I will send the account number to drop. Okay. I didn't get that.
Okay, you want to send the account number that I should drop?
Another here is saying, Collins, drop or we are waiting. Says 14th of December is going, it's gonna be a bomb. Okay. Oh, Kyrie also here says, Kyrie from Evangeliki says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. Please drop your account number and see. We go show you love at all. Naim Badu. Okay. Oh, that's sweet. Another here says, I think this is coming from who? Prince from Address says, Dio Ingo protests. It's a serious, serious that must be condemned totally. I wonder how Afola Shadi Tinubu would lock the market for the past 2 weeks on the ground of poor maintenance, thereby causing millions of market damaged. At the same time, asking for 5 million before opening it. All right. Another message here says, Colin, send your account details. Make I send you 500. We raise by lifting others.
I know. Even David receives those who send, somebody said 100. 100 naira. So people send 10K, 5K. So, yeah.
Okay. Another says, good morning, the techers. My name is Sally from Oregon, Ikeja. I trust you guys are good always. Today's my birthday. Kindly give me a shout out. And says, Mr. Colin, see that David don't matter. Since last night, I've been so angry with my clique of friends. I swear to God. Yeah. If only I have the kind of friends David has. By now, I for don't be millionaire. Thank you, the techers.
So that's a mix.
Are you making your own friends millionaires?
The impact.
All right, Lagos. So tell us what is going on around your area and how you are doing this morning. It's the 18th day of November 2021, and it's a Thursday. That means Family Clinic will be live today. But today we're taking a different twist.
Yep.
A different twist on Family Clinic today, where that everyone It's an open clinic.
Absolutely.
An open clinic, yeah. But for right now, do tell us what is going around your, going on around your area and how you're doing. Yeah, the feel of Lagos is live, Lagos.
Absolutely. 0700-993-993-993. We talked about, you know, you must have heard in the news a couple of things that are happening around Lagos. One of them, which was very sudden, saddening, if you like, is a story of, you know, four people that died and five were also rescued in that another building collapse, which took place, happened in Badagry, Lagos.
Wow.
And also, there's been a lot of talk about the NSAD judicial, you know, panel reports, which was said to have leaked. A lot of talk about that around Lagos, the streets of Lagos. And if you're around for Ladikpo, for example, we heard that, you know, the Lagos has asked, you know, some people to vacate the premises following the gas explosion, which also happened there. That was also in the news, just to highlight some of these happenings. And the Senate has also ordered a probe over the Lagos gas explosion in Ladikpo.
All right, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. And the phone lines are buzzing.
Hi.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay, all right. I'm Olam calling from Ibejuleki.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay, first of all, let me say congratulations in advance, and let me say that I'm calling for the first time. You guys can try the patience of Job trying to get across to you. Congratulations in advance.
Wow.
Thank you.
714. Okay, I can't say specifically which way the video has impacted so many people, but I know in certain ways that you have impacted on me.
Uh-huh.
So, Collins, Andrea, can you send your account number? I'll send you a token, just a token.
Okay? Wow. Are you joking or you're serious?
Collins, please don't give Andrea anything. Andrea is not believing in you.
Thank you so much. Collect that number. Collect that number, please. Make the list. Somebody, make sure you do that. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Hopu, hopu.
All right now. So you guys have a wonderful time.
Right.
Thank you very much for all you've been doing.
Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you. Thank
love
you.
You too.
Love you
appreciate
too.
It.
Says I don't believe.
She doesn't want me to be embarrassed. That's just the point.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, this is Eze calling from Odogbolu.
Welcome, Eze.
Well, Collins.
Yes.
I beg, we are waiting for that number. That's your account number.
Hey.
Just send it now, eh?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see miracle.
Okay.
That is what the spirit
right,
was telling me.
Front, back, leg, hand. Everywhere, you will see miracle.
Okay.
You see, my side here,
mm-hmm.
We didn't have problem. We have only one problem. One problem. And that is heat.
Heat.
The heat wants to kill us here. We don't know how we go do this thing. Now, maybe we're going to bring that AC where they use here.
Okay.
Come and install it for my palace here. The thing there.
You shall want to bring everything that is everywhere in that
Odogbolu. Everything that is everywhere.
You just want it in the Odogbolu.
Everything should be coming to Odogbolu. Just they bring and they come. They come as you they load them there. They're going to come and flow down here. Accommodation day, everything day, just as you are, just come.
Okay.
Everything is welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank
Bye.
You. Have yourself a great day.
Yes,
on WhatsApp. Right. On WhatsApp, Evans from Festac Extension says, drop your WhatsApp. We will let the world know you have done more to youth than many others we can't mention. It says, as the spirit leads, drop them. Maybe you should drop it on your Instagram story.
Man, before drop it. Shop. Instagram
that.
Story.
He's going to drop it on his Instagram story.
It's Collins_Teke. I play. The spirit is...
Were you joking when you said the spirit was
I'm not joking. I said I don't sleep all night.
You prayed about it.
I don't sleep all night. I said, have I impacted? I've not impacted.
Jerry does trigger
what's
something.
Going on here? No, it's true. You don't know where a blessing can come from.
The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Hello, what's up from Lagos?
Cheers to
life. Yeah. Take care. Good morning. This is Henry calling from Sura.
Hi, Henry.
Collins.
Yes.
Actually, they go to that account, and only people they use that particular bank will see credit to. So if you know, you don't get that, forget them.
Okay. I don't know. Are you for me? Are you for me or against me? Which one are you for? Let me know.
Yeah, I'm for you, but it's just that it's only strictly to that particular bag. If you don't get them, forget, you don't send them again.
Okay.
Anyway, Surai is cool and it's nice.
All right,
like
great.
Said, I think I have to have a... Even you said I need to go reshuffle my own friends.
That's the way. You have to look inwards. First of all, what are you giving?
Yeah.
You know, and
have
all
you been
that.
Supportive?
And if you want to ask me what have I given, Agavo, there's a list I will tell you. Apart from, you know, coming on the radio and doing my best. And there are many people like that actually deserve to
be celebrated.
To be celebrated in a way. Not by, oh, we celebrate you, we love you. Financially celebrated.
Mm.
You know, there's money is a spirit. Money has a way of expressing love beyond words.
Yeah.
And even some actions. Sometimes you don't need to just shut person up. Just use dollar, slap, you know, bundle.
You know how it is when you're trying to complain about something.
Uh-huh.
I told them, we no go agree. No. And then they just give you, you know.
Your voice start going up.
Say, okay.
But we no go agree to. We know.
He said, but you know now.
Oh my. All right. G-Tales is on the line. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hello. Lagos?
Good morning.
Hi, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos? You and your wife have been admiring people for months.
Wow. Great to know.
It's a pleasure. This is my first time caller.
Wow.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ago. Where this place is okay. The weather is so cool, yeah.
Okay. That's beautiful to hear. Thank you.
This is a cat number. I love it now. Let's see, I'm looking. Where your house?
Okay. Aww. Yeah.
Wow. I like the smile of this your wife. Oh. The smile is so determined.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Keep listening. Keep listening. I will drop it on the air. I won't do that. I'll put it on my Insta story. And I don't know why I say I would. Where I'm supposed to be typing it.
David, if I'm on WhatsApp, says, what's up, Lagos? I go relocate to that on the Boluo. I think Eze has done something here. And he says, Collins, announce your account details on air now. No fear.
It's abuse of power.
A lot more messages are coming up. What's up, Lagos? This is Marcel Omena from Bada Grace says, concerning Oyinbo protest, we know Lagos belongs to one family, but their time is up. Let's watch and see. And this is what he's got to say.
Talking about the politics of one.
Yeah. A lot more messages. Let's see. This one here says, good morning, the techies. From your smiles, I believe you're good. Thanks for the program and congratulations in advance. Please join me to thank God. It's my family anniversary week, 16th and 23rd November 2003. We're traditional married church wedding.
Wow.
Sam and Ngozi. Shout out to you, Onwo Ebuchulam.
Congratulations to you.
So shout out to you and congratulations to you as
absolutely.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
The phone lines are still buzzing.
We'll take more calls.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Welcome. Hello. What's your name?
Good morning.
Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Good morning, detectives.
Good morning
to you.
I'm Brooklyn.
Hey.
Welcome.
Brooklyn, how you doing?
How's my detective 3?
It's his well.
Okay, we thank God for that. Take it, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
This is one thing we are supposed to understand about we the Nigerians. We are very good loving people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We have heart for each other.
Mm.
This is a country where, if not because of, let me not just blame it fully in government, but our government is contributing to it. If not, look, Tekesh, if you know how many people your station has been helping through account number, it's not what we see from the video you say. That is just the rich side.
Yeah.
Just drop your account number, Collins. Before Saturday, if you don't hit up to 50 million naira,
oh,
I bet you it's not because of anything. It's because the spirit in Nigeria, we are these people that we normally help. Hmm. If not that day.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. All right. But thank you. I mean, he's encouraging you
to
drop your account.
I made him on my story right now. I'm desperate.
Okay, 0700-993-993-993. The phone lines are buzzing. Well, hey, on WhatsApp, Benson from Ikota says, Collins, try to be original. Because David Odin, it doesn't mean everyone should jump.
Get out of there! Get out of there! Who are you?
It says straight.
Who are you? Original one. Original one. Oh, my. See, it's obvious. There are people like you. I know them. I know you. What are you saying? Are you saying I'm not impacting you? Let's take more calls. Try to be. Which original? Who told this video that started it? Who are you telling that? I say the spirit of his of you. Yeah,
hello.
Me.
Oga Collins don't call chain. What is that chain? I know that joke. Collins, call chain. Come on, who said that? Collins, jokes apart.
Yeah.
For real. Let me tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You, your family are impacting family people's life in Lagos, but you guys might not know. Mm-hmm. And if you could dare drop something, just expect nothing less than at least 1,000, 5,000, before you know, a million naira.
Wow.
The day runs out. It might be a shock to you. Secondly, Davido did that. Trust, but I'm into entertainment, so the video now, for now, is down.
Mm-hmm.
But not that it's down like his book, but he needed something. But he did it jokingly. Himself, no believer. Let's be himself. No, just okay. He won't clear in Rolls Royce. We didn't buy for you since how long?
Yeah.
But to claim now, but people, what was the guy now? Who they give? But he was given not that he was expecting that today.
Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
So, but some people now who want come to the job say blah blah blah. Forget. Na pako you go see. But not before people like you.
Wow.
Take care.
Thank you.
And please,
thank you.
I really like these guys to get his contact, Musiba, because he's very strong on the stress.
Okay.
When I wrote on Facebook, I believe Uncle Jimmy dropped his account, but I don't know, maybe they're not reading the comment section. And there are many other people who needed to get his contact.
Yeah. Possible, okay.
Please, I really like to, since he's celebrating his birthday, but Uncle Jimmy said, let's wait till he's 60 years old. Person day 57. I mean, 52. You never try. They make you wait till next 3 years before you go show and love. Please, I will need his contact. Please.
Okay.
All right,
then. We'll see how we can do that.
Maybe they should get
happen.
Your contact.
Okay, better.
So
okay.
We'll get your contact also.
And your wife, I swear, take it. Any day when they first, just tickle your wife, forget. I smile alone at $1 million.
Hey, okay, thank you. That should be a compliment, right? What's up, Lagos? Hello,
hello.
Move away from your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
This is Femi calling from Owooshoki.
Welcome, Femi.
I've been calling before. You guys are lovely. You are really wonderful. We really appreciate all what you've been doing to the families around the Lagos State.
really appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
I don't mind, as everybody has been saying, if you can just drop it, don't expect nothing much.
Okay.
Everybody will just keep doing things.
Okay.
In a wonderful way that you family will just be surprised that, wow, so this is how people love us.
Okay.
And I pray so God will keep answering everybody's prayer.
Amen. Right.
Because it's what you guys have imparted to us, what they want to just show back to what, you know, to appreciate you guys. You can see what happened to the video.
Yes,
it's just his way of life that helped him to that level.
Right.
So as well, we can really appreciate you guys too, as well, based on what you guys have done to each family in Lagos State.
Great, thank you.
Just alive. Ha, finally, yeah. I posted it. Collins _ Teke on Instagram. Go there. No, it's a test. It's a test. I mean, but it's a test.
I don't even know why I'm feeling shy. I don't know.
No,
just,
I know you.
I'm just shy.
I know you. This idea can never come from you. Never want. It's
so
not
sad.
There, of course. But you know, I say I could not sleep at night. The thing was telling me,
goodness.
Do it, do it. You know, actually, Collins _ Teke. Don't forget that.
Hello.
On Instagram.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up,
Lego?
Okay.
Wow. Yes.
Just alive.
Wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Honestly, the Jackets, you know what?
Yes.
Celebrate me while they are alive.
Abi.
Appreciate
me.
While they are alive. No, be say when I leave this world.
The fake come for my wife.
I beg, drop that your number, Jaremo. We'll celebrate you.
It's looking like...
Come on.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate you. That song is very timely. That's the truth. Hey, I do well. We're enjoying you. No, appreciate me. Now when I day alive.
Wow.
No, be so when I live this life. You got a fake come for my wife. Are you trying to say that I am? That song service.
It's
suggestive.
It's somehow.
So, are you... Patoraki, are you saying that... You leave your wife? Ah, God, oh.
Right. We have WhatsApp messages. Mike from Lekki says, Werimo said in her program in the morning that some people send her money. So you can as well drop yours and you'll be surprised the love you would get. Okay. All right. Another here says... The tech is, if only you can believe in the power of this Aza of a thing. 500K from me now.
Pass me that WhatsApp message. Somebody say wants to send 1 million. Somebody say wants to send 1 million.
Why are
you? You don't know today is the day that God has said, Collins, you. The work you're working, you. The impact, the laughter, the ginger. We need to go on a break. Welcome back. You are listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are the Techers. Right here, she's Andrea Odubi. Take care.
And he is Collins.
Do you know what they took once? What they took once? Or do you know what they have here?
Take care.
Well, we're getting into the family clinic. In case you don't know what happens in the family clinic, we talk about, someone is in the clinic, you're inside the clinic, you have a matter that you need the advice of our family members. And our family members include every single listener of the Techers on the radio, Nigeria Info, and in Lagos and wherever they are. They get to, you know, listen to the story and then give the advice. And over the last how many months now, 1, 2, 3, about 8 months now, we have been able once a week to discuss one issue or the other, and people have been getting advice as a result of this segment called Family Clinic. And today we decided to take another turn. There are a lot of messages, but you know, usually we need to verify them, get back to the guys before we bring them on the air. So those messages, we still look into them. But today we say, you know what, let's give the listener the opportunity, you know, one or two people the opportunity. If you have that burning matter that you think you need advice in your life or your situation, whether it's family related or business, whatever, you need some advice and you want Lagos to give you a direction or give you an advice, our family members are here in the clinic to help you.
All right, so feel free if you have a burning issue in your heart, or it could be your relationship, your family, whatever it is, and then you want to bear it all out. Mm. Today is your opportunity, if you like, to call on the radio station and feel free to share what it is that is bothering you. Like they usually say, a problem shared is a problem probably half solved. Okay. And then we want to pride ourselves that the people who have reached out to us one way or the other have found solutions to their burning need, or found solutions to their problems. And so you're sure that one way or the other we would help you out in whatever it is that you are going through the best way that we can. So feel free to call us up 0700 993 993 993. The female only line is 01465 7190.
And for those who have stories that you want to give us the details of your story, send it to us. There's an email you can send that to.
Yeah, that's familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. If you want to be anonymous, you can. That is if you're calling in right now.
Yeah.
But if you're sending in a message, put in your name. Don't worry about being anonymous. We can have that done for you.
Yeah.
Put in your name, your number, so that we can contact you and ask for the questions.
That's right.
Right. The phone lines are buzzing.
Absolutely. So we hit the ground running.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
It's morning.
Good morning.
Sorry. Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome. I'm so happy I come through today.
All right.
I'm glad you did.
I would like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
In 2009, precisely, my husband left me with 4 kids. That was after he has complained of getting a trailer. He was actually working at Ikeja, but he came home saying he wants to start driving trailer. And after some time, he said they need a house in Lagos, the house of food. Certificate of Occupancy, that they would like to, before they can use that one as collateral. So I pleaded with my people. My father has a house in Lagos, and we took the collateral, gave it to him. After 6 months, we didn't hear from him again, up till now. But the point now is then I was almost depressed, but my people were all over me.
Yeah.
They really helped out.
Yeah.
And I have this particular sister-in-law. She gave me listening ear. She's never tired of coming around, calling me, and we're doing very well together. In fact, my daughter at a point was like, she was really close to that, my sister-in-law. Because the husband, he's well-to-do.
Yeah.
So there was a time the husband now called me that they wanted my daughter to come and stay with them. I have a job. I have a business. I do so for school sportswear and the rest.
Okay.
But then I can really take care with the help of my mom. But because they are doing very well, they are not staying in Lagos. They are outside Lagos. I won't mention the place.
Okay.
So I agreed that my daughter should go and stay with them. And she left. Then she was in DS3, was about to write her DS3 exam. So after some time, when the first time she came home for the holiday, I noticed that she was withdrawn. Because she's a very, very lively girl. So I asked her, what is happening? Are they not treating you well? But the point is, they even put her in the school where their children are going. So they are going to the same school. She's going to the same school, like 150 per term.
Wow.
And they have drivers that take them to school. And then my sister-in-law told me that she doesn't understand the way she used to do at times, that she's very shy. But she was not really like that before she left me. So after some time, they said they are tired of the way the girl is behaving, that they want her to go. They brought her home. I said, okay, no problem. So the following day that they were supposed to leave, she now came to my room, and the husband has already told me that I shouldn't worry that the girl should be with me, that it's like she's not happy with them. But he is not always around. There are times he traveled for weeks, he works with the government. the oil company precisely, okay. And he doesn't really, he's not always at home. Okay. But except for his own surprise, there are times when he will be at home, and his niece, for that matter, will not be free with him. I said, okay, that I'll talk to her. But he said, no, at a point, he said he's tired of the whole thing. I said, okay, let her be with me. But that night, the wife came to my room. I was pleading that she would allow the girl to follow them. That is because the husband is not always at home. That was why he doesn't really understand the girl.
Mm.
That the girl is not really happy because of what happened, that the dad left, and so that she don't worry, that she is the woman of the house, that she will take care of her. So cut the long story short, when she finished her SS3, the wife, she now told me that things like, at a point she will just be on her own and she will be crying that she has to leave. So I now called her. I said, I went to the place. I brought her home to Lagos to myself. I was now talking to her. She said she can't stay with me. That she won't, that since they said she should go. And now she has written her wife. She's supposed to start seeking for admission. But she, they said they realized that she used to write letter, and in that letter she would say she her life is not complete, and she's not happy. She wants to kill herself.
Wow.
At what point did this start happening? But I noticed that even to me, she's distant. She doesn't want to talk to me. She will just like, if I talk to her, she'll say, no, don't worry, I'm okay. Don't worry, I'm okay. So at a point, they said we should take her to the psychiatric home to go and see what is really wrong with her. Because they saw how there was a day she used this pressing iron to harm herself.
Wow.
She just placed the hot iron on her hand. So I said, okay, since they said that they don't want you in their own place again, now can you come and stay with me and your grandma? She said, no. Then fortunately for me, my brother came all the way from Finland and wanted to settle down in Nigeria. So she said the girl should come and stay with her, with him and the wife. So I was worried because the wife of that, my brother, is not a, it's not our tribe. I said, this one that she doesn't understand, the one that is even from our own tribe, how will she be able to cope with your wife now that is not speaking our language? So he said that she shouldn't worry, that she will get used, that the girl will get used to the wife. That the wife, I'm just looking at her from that point, that she's a very simple, she'll get to know the girl better. So the girl now left. After 1 month, they now called me one morning that the girl was very sick and she was trying to hit her head on the wall. I was like, what happened? They said they don't know, that she just came to their room, she knocked on their door and said she's having headache. Before they knew it, she was struggling on the floor, trying to hit her head on the that they rushed her to the hospital. I said, okay, that I will try to come. So the following morning, he now called me that they have already booked a flight for me, I should start coming now down to Abuja where they are staying, that I should come immediately. I said, okay, that I'll try to arrange myself because of the siblings that are with me. And I said, oh, that should just start coming. So I went straight to Muntaram Airport and went to the hospital, National Open Hospital there. So when I got there, she was even the one that came to. I was calling all this while that, let me speak. They said I can't speak with her, that they sedated her. So when I got to the hospital, I was surprised. She was waiting for me at the door. She didn't say she did not speak to me. That when the father abandoned her, I abandoned her. I said, how? What happened? You know that she was looking at the window and she spoke for me for the first time. For more than 30 minutes, my daughter was still talking.
Wow.
That when she was staying in that place, that my other brother place, that there are times when there was a day the wife hit something on her head and blood was gushing out. That the mistreatment she got in that house has given her mental issues. But me personally, I don't get it. That was the day she called me and she was trying to relate it to me. I was telling her that she should be, after all, they are paying her school fees. And I said, I didn't remember. So she said, I will not remember. So she was looking at the window. She was telling me all those things she has suffered. That if anytime she wants to beat her, it was on her ankle. She will beat her until those two hands could not carry anything again.
Wow.
That even the people that were coming, they are amazed they are coming at the time they ask them to stop. But I mean, I was telling her, you never told me anything like this. I said, okay, as it is now, what do we do? Already they have placed her on a drug that she will use to calm herself. And she has gained admission. My brother that she was staying with and the wife has helped her gain admission to study abroad. So she was supposed to travel in November. And this thing happened in September. Mm-hmm. So they have to postpone the admission. And it also brings her down again emotionally.
Yeah.
So I now said, okay, let me go and discuss with that my brother. She said, if I go now, they will see me as an ingrate. After they have paid her school fees, they have helped her.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we are now complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because we have to complain. Because this person now, she doesn't know the extent at which her ways have
hurt this girl. Yes.
Let me talk to her.
Mm.
She said, no. And this my sister, you know, is still calling me up now. She said, and she has a place that we can take her to. But my sister said, somebody that has wounded you cannot give you a place you go and get healing. That she won't go.
Hmm.
I said, okay, let me speak with her.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no.
Okay.
That is not time. But I'm telling you right now, it has depressed me too.
Yeah.
I understand.
I'm not happy any day I see that my daughter, that condition.
Mm.
She refused to come home with me. She said when she needed me, I wasn't there.
Wow.
Okay. The person that has caused this problem now, I cannot be annoyed with somebody and I'll still keep laughing with her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let her know what she has done. She said no.
Okay.
All right.
Do you think that your daughter must have been threatened by this woman not to ever speak?
Ma?
Do you think that your daughter must have been threatened by the person who maltreated her not to ever speak?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Because like she told me that in two different occasions, that was what that thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That there was a day, I was asking her, is my brother aware of all these things? See, there was a day he was traveling and she mistakenly, because they had two children, a boy and a girl, so she mistakenly put the girl's clothes where they used to put the boy's clothes. And before you know it, she was so annoyed that she used the belt of the husband to hit her on the head. So the husband was like, I'm going to take this girl back to her mother. What have you done to her again now? So when he rushed into the room, hearing her scream and saw blood, now said, no, when I come back from this trip, I'm going to take her back to her parents, to her mother.
Mm.
Okay. But before he came back, he did not ask again. He did not even bother to know what was going on. But that was the only one that happened in his presence.
Okay. Right.
Wow. All right, so what we'll do is we'll just get to hear for what Lagos has to say and keep listening on your radio, but you have to be strong. I totally... I mean, I am just here also feeling the pain and like, you are, it's if you're feeling depressed or down about it, it's normal, it's okay, because it's worth feeling the way you are. But where you are right now, you're in the position of asking whether you should go ahead and confront them
the woman.
Or wait until maybe after your child has gone to school, since they are the one, before you do that. I presume that's... Okay. So let's put that out there and then hear from Lagos and then we'll drop our two cents too.
But we also want to have your contact because I think that
someone,
you need help and your daughter also needs help. I don't know if she's constantly seeing a therapist at the moment. Is she?
The therapist they recommended for her is from my sister-in-law.
Okay.
And she said she's not going.
All right.
So she definitely needs help from somebody else and from somewhere else. So we'll have your contact so that we can recommend to your daughter a professional and also for you as well.
All right.
Wow. Okay, the phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Should she go ahead to confront this woman who has inflicted some kind of trauma on the life of her daughter, whether the daughter is also mentally
affected.
I don't want to use the word damaged, but there's some kind of scar.
She's also developed some hatred for the mom.
Yeah, because I mean she felt that her mom was a little distant from her.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, right, when children experience things like this where they don't want to talk, they believe that their mothers or their guardians, either mother or father, the people who are closer to them, them can read in between the lines without necessarily saying anything. So she must have been trying to communicate to her mom, but she felt that her mom was not getting it, right? You know, she at that point was already afraid to say anything because of the threat that she has gotten from the person maltreating her. So at that point, she's scared to open her mouth to say, but she felt that her mom should at least see the body language that she was, you know, because I say this, communication, right, is not just talking verbally. Communication happens most of the time. Most of the communication that we give are maybe say 70%
non-verbal,
right, and the rest of the percentage verbal.
That's right.
So that means that we should be able to read in between the lines before a person says something. We should be able to look at how the person, the person's behavior,
body language,
eye contact, hand movement. Because when you want to know if a person is anxious or tense, look at their hand movement.
Or their feet.
Right, or their feet. You can see them pacing. You can see their hands moving. Their eyes are not, you know, staying at a place. You can you can see all of this body language. That is communication. So maybe she was trying to communicate to the mom, and the mom wasn't getting it. And that's why she's feeling bad that her mom wasn't there for her when she wanted to.
That's right. I mean, a lot to learn from the story. But most importantly, right now, we would like to hear what advice, you know, Lagosians would give this woman in this situation. Is it just face the person and say, you, you did this to my daughter, you, to my daughter, you are wicked. Or is it a matter of having a conversation, having, would that
a conversation? It is child abuse and she actually needs to be arrested for it. goodness. 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Good morning.
What's up, Lizard? Yes, cheers to life.
Sorry, madam. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Andrea.
Yeah. Please, I just want to change a few words concerning what the last call has been saying, and for my own advice, is I think it's better for her to go and pick up her daughter back to her house, so that we won't have the issue with the brother and his wife.
Wait, come again. She should do what?
She should go back to the house and pick up her daughter back to her house.
Now, the daughter is no longer staying with them. She's staying with her own brother, not the uncle this time.
Okay. It's better to confront the woman.
Okay.
But you know, there's also a clause, because these same persons are the ones who have a secured admission and fees paying for the daughter to school abroad. And the daughter also is saying that she should not confront them. So there's a clash between what the mom wants to do and what the daughter is saying. And vis-a-vis the fact that, you know, she's also depending on these people for school
financial
abroad.
Financial support.
Yeah. So that's...
But the whole issue there is...
Are you there?
Okay. Do call us back if you can. Hello. Okay. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Yes! Chest to life!
Welcome. Good morning.
My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo.
Welcome.
Yes, boss. How are you guys doing?
We're fine.
Oh, the woman's story. I want to ask this question. The woman and her daughter, were they really close before she went living with her sister? I don't think there was this closeness. Because if there was, if they understood each other...
Yeah.
The mother will have been able to understand the sign language or the body language of her daughter. She must have been trying to pass
a message.
Messages across to her, and the woman was not picking those signs.
That is why the lady feels the mother abandoned her. Then how often was this woman calling her daughter to ask her, hey, what's up, what's going on, how are you feeling, how are they treating you, and all of that. You know, those little questions. Shouldn't feel like they are being loved. It's not just, okay, you have money, you send your child to school and all of that. Those basic little things.
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter, my son, how are you? How are you doing? And all of that. It brings them closer to us.
Okay. So what in our situation right now, what specifically she's looking at, the,
right
what,
now,
whether to confront
the
or not?
The first thing she needs to do is she needs to buy the trust of her daughter back. Get her daughter close to us first before she thinks of the next thing to do. Maybe she wants to confront the woman or not. Okay. You agree with me that at the end of the day, by the time she gains her daughter's trust,
yes,
that lady will give her permission to confront her, irrespective of the fact that it depends on them for financial support.
True. That's right.
True. That makes sense.
Because there's a loophole between both of them, and she does not trust her enough to handle the situation. That's why she feels she should not confront her.
Okay.
But when she has been able to buy that trust and the confidence, trust me, she will give her the go-ahead to confront them. Good morning.
Right. Guys. Good morning.
Good
Thank
morning.
You,
Thank
Ibinabo.
You. Well said.
Right. Shego is on the line. Hi, Shego. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. Okay. It's nice speaking with you guys once again. Now, I want to caution Madam Andrea not to be too... I think there's some red flags before the young girl got to the brother's place, her brother's place. I mean, the brother to the mother, right? Now, she's been showing all kinds of signs that have that indicated that something is not actually okay or a lot is not right with the girl. So I think it's actually the girl that needs a lot of help. As much as I think it's possible for the brother's wife to maltreat her, but I think there's a lot wrong with her from within, from back, way back. Because, okay, the other people treated her well, but she's not, you know, communicating well with them. I agree that maybe the mother didn't do her part well, but then I think the girl needs a lot of, you know, looking at this juncture. That's what I think.
Okay. Thank you.
I was wondering where he wanted to caution me. Okay.
You know, but you know, the part that we're missing is that the woman admitted that she has admitted that she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because, and what you addressed is very vital. The fact that this lady perhaps.
Well, welcome back. Lagos 11:31 on the clock is the Open Family Clinic today, where that we had someone who called in randomly today on the show to share with us what she has been experiencing. Now, from her story, if you didn't listen, her daughter is going through some kind of psychological issue. And this could be as a result of the fact that she must have been maltreated by her sister-in-law. Also, this her daughter has refused that her mother confronts the sister-in-law. Now, she is really worried for her daughter. And then we're looking forward to finding a way to help her daughter. From the last caller, I also agree that it could be something more. It could be a lot more than just a maltreatment. But let's leave it with what we know, since that's what the girl had confessed about. Right. We also want you to tell us what you think she should do in this situation, where that her daughter has refused her confronting the sister-in-law who has perpetrated this damage in the life of this girl. But she wants to confront the woman, that she cannot continue to hide the fact that you have beaten my daughter, you have maltreated my daughter this much, and, you know, just smile at her like everything is okay. And not to also forget that there's a clause there that this sister-in-law and her brother are people who are financially supporting her. That is, these people are responsible for the upkeep of this particular daughter in question. So what should she do?
That's the question. The phone lines are buzzing already. The number to call is 0700-993-993-993. And for WhatsApp, it's 0809-597-5805. And if you'd like to call us as a lady, then there's a special line for you. And that
01465-7190. You were trying to say something earlier before we went on the break.
Yes, I was going to say that, I hope I remember, that you know, there's a fact. The lady, the woman who called, she's worried about the fact that the daughter perhaps thinks that she played a role in how getting to that stage. So that's a major worry of the mom.
Yeah.
That's what's getting the mom really feeling down, because now she feels like she's failed as a mom.
Mm.
But then again, she'll ask herself, what did I do wrong?
True.
I mean, is it because I allowed you to stay with my...
Yes.
You know, so the blame is on the person that maltreated you. But the daughter is saying that you also played a role by not listening to me.
Yeah,
that's why I say what you said was important, because perhaps she was talking to the mom, communicating, and the mom didn't get it.
Yeah.
And what we can learn from there is that we should be very vigilant. We should be very observant to know when people, even as couples, as family members, as siblings, because sometimes people communicate without...
necessarily being vocal.
Absolutely.
Right, Bridget is on the line and she's calling from Victoria Island. Hi, Bridget, welcome.
Hi, Tekes. Did they say what's up, Lagos, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is my first time of ever calling any radio station, because sometimes I listen to all these shows and I'm upset, but I don't want to talk because I don't want to be emotional. I work with teenagers.
Okay.
I've been working with teenagers for over 15 years. And when I hear things like this, it upsets me. I'm also a mom, okay? So I listen to the story, and there are a lot of people that abuse children that appear to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised that that mother did not, you know, notice something when her daughter was giving her body language. And I also understand they are helping her financially, okay? And she needed the help. But I believe that there must have been a hunch at some point.
Yeah.
When the story was ongoing, I first felt the girl was sexually abused. That was the first thing that was in my head. And then when the girl now said she was physically abused, from a mother's standpoint, I will confront that family. Why? Because my help comes from God, even though they give help. I believe that if they do not give to her, she will still survive.
That's right.
Because a lot of us are afraid to face life, because we put our trust solely on
a man
who can give us financial. And as a mother, your child, your children that you have brought to this earth, knowing that the father is not there, she's mommy and daddy. And she has to speak to that woman. If that child will get closure, I'm also a nurse, so I understand that there's a psychological effect. There is a mental health issue. She does not need that child's permission. Quote me. She does not need that child's permission. The important thing is the approach. How it is approached. Because that woman is a snake. This girl finally, they finally send this girl away. This woman comes behind to say, let's take her back. And the woman in the house. That means that she knew what she was doing all along.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right.
I'm sorry to digress. I went for a girl's time out on Sunday, and one of the ladies was telling me that something happened in mainland. This woman is a lawyer. She took a 13-year-old boy as a house boy. She has her own children. She beat this boy up. She tied him with a rope, and she used a hot knife to cut this boy. So if a learned person can do that, anybody can do anything. So for me, my advice to that woman, because she herself has it, she also needs some closure, because she's also scared.
Yes.
She needs to call this her brother and the wife and let them know that she's aware of what happened. Do you understand?
True.
And here our own, that is the first point of healing.
Yes.
Now for her child who has gone through that trauma, that child needs to stay with her. That child cannot stay with another person for now. And that child cannot travel abroad for now. Because if that child goes abroad alone, that child will go into drugs. The child will start looking for ways to calm down those voices. You understand?
Yes,
that's
and
right.
Looking at from the point of view of the child, a child has just gone through a traumatic event, and then you send your child out. That is not the best time to send your child out. When a family is going through something, they stick together.
That's right.
Until everybody has at least evened out to a good level. So she needs to confront that family first.
Okay.
Okay.
Why treating her child?
Okay.
And her child should be with her. That child should not be, because that child already made it known to her that she feels she doesn't care. Mm. You threw me away. Mm. I came back. You have thrown me away. Mm. So bring that child back to you.
Yeah.
Work with your child in love. It is your child.
Mm.
Then address the family, excluding the child. Mm. When you're addressing the family, the child should not be there. Go and see them one-on-one and tell them how you feel and tell them that you are aware of it. Hear their own side of the story. And then you, since you are family, you guys can now resolve it hopefully amicably. But that child has been scarred.
Yes.
And she shouldn't have anything to do with the other family for now.
Okay.
That's right.
I think that's the first point of call.
Okay.
All those my child says, I should not tell them. Mm. I should not. I don't buy that.
Okay.
The child will say that because there is still that fear.
Fear.
But she has a mother. Should go and speak to that family.
Okay.
and let them know that she's aware of what happened.
Mm.
They should keep their money. I mean, their money is not the only thing that will give you life. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Bridget.
I always listen.
Wow.
Sometimes I park my car.
Wow.
Today for the first time, I'm like, look, I really have to talk. I mean, it's getting out of hand. People are doing all kinds of stupid things, and they're getting away with it. Thank you so much,
Bridget.
God bless your family.
Amen.
Amen. And you
God bless
too.
You too. Wow. Wow. She spoke passionately.
And she nailed it.
And she nailed it. She actually did.
She has the mother has to be strong, like she said.
Yeah.
She has to be very. She needs a closure, and she has to go. She has to confront. You know, she has to. And then I love the fact that she has to stay with the child.
Mm.
You know?
I like that part she mentioned also, where that you know at that point where you have observed that she's coming out from a traumatic experience, that fear is still there.
Mm-hmm.
What if I go to this other family too and experience the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So she has to come back home and stay with her mom.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome.
Good
What's
morning.
Your name?
My name's Linda.
Did you say Linda?
Yes, Linda.
Okay, welcome.
All right, Linda.
Please manage my voice.
No, it's okay.
Yes, I want to follow the last caller. The mother does not need the girl's permission.
Yeah.
And I think we are missing something. I think maybe we can call the mother to clarify. The people that traumatized that girl is not the woman's brother's wife. It's the sister-in-law. That's the girl's father and her husband that she stayed with first.
Yes.
That took her to school. Not the woman's brother.
Yes.
That's right.
So I think that's where we are.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's the woman, the sister-in-law that traumatized her, not the brother's wife, not the woman's brother's wife.
Mm.
She was already traumatized before she was taken to the brother's house.
Yeah.
So I think when she got to the brother's house was when the thing came out fully and she was taken to the hospital.
Yes.
And they called the mother.
Yes.
So it's the other family, not the woman's brother.
That's right.
That needs to be confronted.
That's right. Well, thank you so much. There's also a part of that story that we didn't mention at all that started. I mean, because this is like the most burning aspect of the story. Is the part that the husband
left her.
Left her, you know.
In 2009.
Used her.
Ran away with,
near the sea of all the, maybe used the house
as a
collateral. And ran away. That's also, of course, leaves them in a traumatic situation from the onset. And then to all this. So there's a lot more. But I'm loving the last two callers, what they've said thus far.
Okay.
We'd like to call a woman. We were trying to get your number, but you dropped before.
We could get it. So if you're still listening, you chose to remain anonymous, but please, we would like that you send us a message, either on WhatsApp, or you can send...
We can call back.
Call back. If you can make it, please try to call back 01465-7190. 01465-7190. So that we can have your contact and make further investigations and also help you throughout this process. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
This is Eze calling.
Welcome, Eze.
All right. Go ahead.
I think we as a family man have three daughters. And one son. So I know how my wife used to handle my daughters. They can never near me to tell me anything of their secrets. But they near their mother, and tell her everything in detail. So mother and daughter, they are more closer than any other person. Yeah. I think the problem is from that place where the woman sends the daughter to. As with other people have said, let the woman confront that the sister or the in-laws. I don't know what they call them.
Her sister-in-law.
Confront them. Very, very hot confrontation. The truth will come out. And without doing that girl will still be in that problem. That's the only solution for her to be delivered.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that's just it. And to confront that people, mostly the woman of that man, that's the wife. The wife.
Sister-in-law.
Yes, the mother. Okay. That's the root of that problem there, of that girl.
Okay.
Right. Confront that woman, something is going to come out of it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
All right. We have quite a number of WhatsApp messages and we need to take before we go into the landlord happy hour. Let's see. This person here says, hello, Nigeria Info. You guys are doing an awesome job. Please, the first thing the woman should do is to take her child away from that place. Let it not be that something worse can happen before she realizes it. If the family wants to take her abroad and are honest about it, they should be able to do it even without the child staying in the house. All right, another is saying, good morning, the techies. Thank you guys for this. This is one issue that is also landing Nigerians here in trouble with the government and social care service for children. That girl shouldn't be allowed to travel with her state. She needs help from her mom. She needs help, and her mom should confront the lady. That lady should pay for damages. Such a family issue shouldn't be buried. We must speak out and help the society, or else we'll have a society with mentally unbalanced people. It says, thank you guys, keep doing a great job. This is coming from Chima, Manchester. All right,
Chima.
Thank you, Chima, for that one. Another message here says, hi, the techies. What's up, Lagos? For me, I would say the woman should just let it be and take care of her daughter. They say if you want to catch a monkey, you must behave like one. So I advise she should use the opportunity to let them help her through with school. Then she can confront when she is through with school, since the daughter is no more with them, so she is no more in danger. That's Sean's opinion. Another here says, this is coming from Sam Owugbe Chulam, says, I think confrontation with a sister-in-law may not be the best, but she can discuss with the woman. The girl, now, let's highlight what he said.
Yeah.
That is Sam mentioned that I think confrontation with a sister-in-law may not be the best, but she can discuss with the woman. So he's saying that
Have a conversation.
What I want to make out of what he said is that the approach is very important, which is the same thing Bridget said.
Yeah.
The approach. It's okay for her to go ahead and let the woman know that I know what you've done to my daughter and this is a damage that you have caused. But, you know, the approach to doing that is what should actually matter for us to get the desired result.
Especially with the fact that the only proof is the fact that the lady is devastated, but there's really no proof.
Like evidence.
And you can't do forensic. It's not Nigeria that you want to find out evidence to show that this lady maltreated. If she had
evidence,
then I'll just advise persecution straight.
Yes.
But there's no evidence, so you have to be very strategic about it.
True that.
And the approach also matters. But sometimes that confrontation, you know, it could just be the way to go.
He says the girl, according to the woman, felt abandoned by both parents. Daddy first. The dad, the first one, and then the mom, and that is the beginning of the girl's depression and the mental health. This girl's father's exit was the starting point, and the mother didn't understand, otherwise she wouldn't have released her to anyone. She just have to buy her daughter back to herself. Okay.
That's right. We are in the last 15 minutes of the show, which is sponsored by Landlotto. We'll take a message from them, and then we continue to hear from Lagos this beautiful day. Listen up.
Going back to the clinic, we have this woman in the clinic today. And trust me, her heart goes to her. But right now, she needs our help. What should she do regarding the situation? I'm sure that you heard this story and you followed the story so far. What do you think that she should do? How best you think she can handle the situation? Someone, her sister-in-law, who are somewhat their financial support. They render financial support to her family one way or the other. And she just, I don't know. Right. The phone lines are buzzing.
0700-993-993-993. I think May is on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, good morning, Andrea, and I'm calling Seke.
Good morning to you.
I want to just give a little of my opinion to the issue on ground. I'll start by suggesting that the woman should, first of all, earn her daughter's trust. Because the daughter is feeling lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so whatever the woman will do now, whatever will be the outcome, I don't think the daughter would appreciate it. So she should try and get her and her daughter's trust, make her feel wanted, make her feel loved, so that whatever it is, she would know that my mother has my back. And she would not be afraid. Then two, I don't think the problem started from her daughter's home. At the first place she stayed, they said they returned her back or whatever, that she was withdrawn. I think something happened there. So if she has her daughter's trust, the daughter will be able to tell
disclose
her from the genesis of what has happened that is making her feel that way. And also she should thoroughly investigate. I don't know how she's going to be, but she's thoroughly, like Colin said, if you don't have evidence, you'll be left hanging in the dry.
True.
And if she doesn't earn her daughter's trust, and you know, there'll be a point they want the daughter to come and confirm what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
If the daughter is withdrawn, there will be no evidence to back up what the mother is saying.
That's right.
So she should get that and also thoroughly investigate and try to manage the confrontation with the brother's family.
Yeah.
I would suggest she should just call her brother first and say, this is what my daughter told me. And see her brother's reaction. And from there, she can take the next step. You just go to confront the sister-in-law, call the brother and say, this is this. At least the daughter told her one of the times she was molested by the wife, the brother was not in support of it. So she should just confront them, tell the brother first, and she should now know how to proceed. Also, please, the lady should not travel. Because already in a comfort, surrounding where she knows people, she feels lonely and depressed. Not to talk of when you go to a foreign land where you don't even know anybody. The tendency for her to, you know, go into depression and all the vices that comes with it, drugs and headrests, is very, very high. Let her feel comfortable. Let her have a closure on whatever she's going through. And then she can travel.
Yeah, thank you.
That's all my children. Thank you so much.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Well said.
She needs to gain her daughter's trust.
Absolutely.
That stood out for me. And and I think that that's the first, that should be the first, even before the confrontation.
The first step.
Yeah.
Because when you gain the trust, she can give you the leads to be able to investigate
further
and then get evidence.
Yeah.
And so that it can be dealt with. Because things like that, if you do not treat them, they would always remain.
Yeah, and then they could degenerate. Yeah, to become something else in the nearest future.
Absolutely.
And we want to have a teenage girl who is sane. Right. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Top of the day to you. As regards to that woman that gave her fake husband the document of a house, let her report to the police and the detailed address or the name of the man. They will track him down. And then they will will be forced to write a statement about the document. So that will be okay for her.
Okay.
And he cannot use the document to secure any other thing. Then as regards to the girl, what every other person has said, it's okay, but now going there directly, actually, there is no evidence. The woman will deny. So she will have to take the girl to the psychiatric hospital where they will take what she said. Because there she will open up and they will give her comfort that they want to really help her and treat her. Then she will explain everything. Then it will be, record.
So that recording of her confession to the doctor, to the psychiatry man, will be used to approach the brother and the wife. So that serves as an evidence.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, we heard you.
Taking the girl to abroad now, the girl is threatening that if the first movement was not good that come from the mother, the second one will maybe worse. That was why she went there and started shouting, because she was thinking about the aftermath of if she traveled with them. So the aftermath of what might happen if she traveled with them, that is what triggered her head to go to their bedroom and start shouting.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe one last call before we...
Right. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
You have Soshivo on the line.
Welcome, Soshivo.
All right.
Thank you very much. You see, what the lady will do is very simple. She needs to expose that woman. Very important. I have had the experience before myself. And I have seen here too in Lagos, there are some women that damage their household. And they take turns. As one is going, they are bringing another one to replace the person. And the same thing will happen to the same to different children. So, if not anything, she will achieve something. One, to expose the woman.
All right.
People will realize the kind of person she is, so that she will not continue to damage other children.
Okay. Well said. Okay, the time is far spent.
It's far spent already. So from everything that we've gathered today, I think that most importantly, the girl needs the mom and the dad. Oh my goodness. The mom and her daughter, they both need closure.
That's right.
Right. The woman, from what majority has said, she has to confront, right? And then the daughter also needs confront psychological help. Right. So, and also she needs to gain her daughter's trust again. So that's the highlights of everybody's opinion today.
Yeah, if you have such a message to send to us, you can send it to familytalkwiththetechers@gmail.com. And for the woman, we'd really love to have your number. You can send us a message privately, and so we can take it up from there.
Right. You can send me a message on Instagram, Andrea_Teke, and then we'll take it up from there. Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it. This last segment was sponsored by Land Lotto. One more message from them and we're out. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.